Now listen to the story. Listen to it. I'm going to pick up Peter's message at verse 35. And see, this gospel is not just to the Jews. This gospel is to the world. I don't care what nationality you may be, what ethnic group you may be with, or color your skin, what country you live in, it doesn't matter. This gospel is for you. It is for you. And that's why the Lord said, go in all the world, not go in just your community, not just go in your city. He said, go in all the world. You got to start somewhere, so you start right where you are. But we are to go to the world. And this is why we're here. This is what the church has been called to do, is go to the world, not just to come to the church building and do a little shout and go home. You ought to praise God. You ought to worship him. All that is good. But this is one thing has been badly neglected. Preaching, taking the good news to the world and making disciples so we can multiply ourselves and get this good news. Hallelujah. So here's what Peter did. Here's the Peter message, Acts 10:35. But in every nation, now look what he said. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. Notice he didn't say just in Israel. He said in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness. That means, because once you get born again, you are made righteous, so you ought to live a righteous life. You know, I'm a male, so it would be foolish of me to try to live some other way. That's what I've been made, a male. So he said, and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. Verse 26, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. See, he's Lord of all. He's Lord of the Jew. He's Lord of the Gentile. In other words, once you come into the family of God, he's Lord of all. Whether you're a Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color your skin, what nationality you may be, Asian, whatever. Once you come to Jesus, he becomes your Lord. He's Lord of all. Glory to God. Verse 37, that word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism of which John preached. How God, listen to this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all these things, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witness chosen before God, even unto us who did eat and drink after he rose from the dead and commanded us, see? Now watch this, commanded us. We have been commanded by God. Jesus didn't suggest to us. Peter said he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Oh, glory to God. Now watch this. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain day. Now listen, these Gentile people, while Peter was preaching the gospel, got born again. While he was preaching, they got filled with the Holy Ghost and started speaking with other tongues. And those brethren that accompanied Peter was astonished, because they it shocked them, because they didn't think this would happen to a Gentile people. They thought that the gospel was just for the Jews. But they saw, they heard, they seen, and they heard. They seen and they heard them speak with tongues like they did on the day of Pentecost. They saw the same Holy Ghost come on these Gentile people, just like it came on the Israelites or the Jews at Pentecost. And this gospel is for you. The good news to be born again, to be brought into the kingdom of God, to be filled with the Spirit of God, to have the power of God in your life, to learn to know and to learn the word of God and know who you are in Christ. So when the enemy shows up, you can take this word, take the name, take the blood, take this word of God and rebuke him, resist him. Submit to God. The Bible said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I'm telling you, this good news is for all mankind. With all the stuff that's going on, let me say this. This coronavirus, it sure didn't come from God. It's of the devil. And I know that people are afraid. And they don't know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Give your heart to Jesus. Get in the word. Jesus is your covering. Psalm 91 will work. The word of God will work. God told you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Great is he that's in you and he that's in the world. I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I'm the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to know you can give your heart to Jesus. Get rid of that fear. If you're a believer and you're full of fear, you need to turn from what you've been doing and turn to the word of God. God has not given you the spirit of fear. God has not given you that spirit. He has given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And you need to cast that thing out of you and say, get away from me, fear. You're not of God. God didn't give you to me. I'll not accept you. I resist you. And how you resist it, get full of the word. And make bold confession of the word. Make bold statement and speak out of your mouth what you believe in your heart. Confess that word until it becomes real to you. This gospel is good news. What you mean? It's good news because God sent Jesus to set you free. And that's what he has done for us. But it's up to you. You have to receive it. He won't force it on you. But I'm telling you, it's available to you. Glory.